all the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBinAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you. Blake Cripps with you here on this, which should be a pretty windy Saturday, it sounds like, later this afternoon.
Just a tad blustery,
yeah,
indeed.
I would say so. Tim Miller here to my right in the penalty box today. Not only is he on the show, but he's also our new studio engineer, Dylan Sherwood, out there in the how's life in the penalty box now?
Different.
Yeah, he said different.
Yeah. I would be.
Yeah, I would say so. A little different perspective on the show. You got a few more responsibilities now, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and still going to be here.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Well, as we move forward here, we've got the same guest that we've had, and we're going to keep that going here with Jamie Dawson of Emporia High Swimming and Diving. She will be part of the proceedings here today. Also coming up, we will have our interview with Glenn Kinley, the sports director up at KSNT Sports, Channel 27 in Topeka, Kansas. Your thoughts on the women's Final Four yesterday, Tim? The thing that was trending on Twitter last night was terrible call. It was trending. It's like, oh, that okay, that had to do with, that must do with the basketball games. So I go and find the call, and they're talking about the moving screen from UConn and Iowa. And I watch that play. I watch it full speed. I'm like, I don't know, isn't that kind of a moving screen? Isn't she moving? Like the most terrible, and I saw so many people say, oh, the most terrible call in history. I'm like, have you been watching basketball for 15 minutes? You've never seen a worse call than this? Like, that's kind of a moving screen. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying I've seen worse not called, but I've seen less also called. Okay.
Yeah, I was watching the game, and, you know, the thing that always irritates me is that they are talking about, well, you know, you can't make that call that late. You know what? I don't prescribe to it if that's a foul early in the game, but it's not a foul late in the game.
Yes.
If it's a foul, it's a foul, period.
I agree.
I felt like she was moving. Matter of fact, I think she gave her a little extra.
Sure. I don't think it was a dirty play.
Not a dirty play, but she gave her a little extra.
She was trying to make sure she set a good screen. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But she was moving.
Yeah. I looked, and, you know, I looked at it full speed, and you know, I looked at it slowed down, like, she's moving to her left. She's sticking her arm out, and that's been a point of emphasis. Now, I will say, in watching MIAA basketball this year, I saw some people setting some stances with some screens with a wide stance, and I was told that you needed to have your feet shoulder width apart and no wider, because the guys used to be setting these screens, and they'd be like doing the splits out there.
Right.
They said, okay, we can't be having that. And so they got rid of that. People kind of got back to doing that this year in the games that I watched, and it wasn't called a whole bunch.
Well, and my point also would be that it comes down to the officials, too. I mean, they have to be consistent in making that call. And if they are consistent throughout the course of a game, no issue.
Yeah. I agree, and I will fully admit to you, did not watch every single second of this game. So I don't know if they weren't calling that early.
Yeah. And I would have to say, I didn't pick up the game until about midway third quarter.
Sure.
So I don't know if they had been, like you said, consistent the entire game calling that kind of stuff. All I know is, on that particular play, in my opinion, I don't have a dog in the fight.
Sure.
I thought it was a moving screen.
Yeah, I thought it was too. So,
great game, but two great teams.
But now everybody gets South Carolina, Iowa, and this is, you know, Dylan, this is kind of what everybody wanted. I think everybody wanted to see, can the Caitlin Clark show, and there are other players on Iowa's team, but none of them are even a fraction of what Caitlin Clark is, but can they beat this unbeatable, dominant South Carolina Gamecocks team?
I mean, it's possible because you saw last night Iowa getting in a close game with UConn last night. UConn gave everything they had, so you know it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I would agree. It's going to be an interesting matchup, and I think, you know, in terms of growing the sport, growing women's basketball, I think that's the best possible outcome to have. You know, South Carolina, Iowa, I think that's going to be the best. Although Iowa-UConn would have been a tremendous final too, by the way. Because UConn has, they still have plenty of brand cachet from their dominant, you know, from their dominant run. Real quick here, we have got Jamie Dawson in studio, and she'll be coming up next segment with us to talk Emporia High School swimming and diving. But we do want to get to our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week with Dylan. We've got one for Emporia High and an area athlete each and every week, and it's brought to you by Emporia Main Street. So, Dylan, how about our Emporia High Main Street Athlete of the Week?
We're going to go to the girls' soccer team, and Katie Smart had a hat trick on Thursday night against Chanute. She had 5 goals in the last 2 games, but it was her second hat trick of the season. So Katie Smart of the Emporia High girls' soccer team is our Emporia High Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week.
Yeah, they had some good goal-scoring performances. Emil Bennett, who was also a big part of the basketball team, she's had a nice start to the season in terms of scoring for Lady Spartan Soccer. And how about our Area Athlete of the Week?
We're going to go to Northern Heights. We honored her in the fall with cross country. We're going to honor her now here in the spring. But Ellie McCory at Northern Heights, a freshman, you know, won state as a freshman in cross country. 3 first-place finishes yesterday at the Wabunsee Invitational.
Wow.
Won the mile, 2-mile, and was part of their 4x800-meter relay team that also finished first. So, and last week, she was at the ESU High School Relays, won the 2-mile, was second in the mile, and third in the 800.
Wow.
And that was going against 5A, 6A competition.
Wow, that is impressive. So Ellie McCory, congratulations to her. She's our Area Athlete of the Week. If you've got an athlete that had a great performance during the week, make sure you get a hold of us. You can call us here at the station between 8 and 5 on business days, 620-342-1400. That's 342-1400. Or you can get a hold of Dylan, SherwoodD at KVOE.com. That's SherwoodD at KVOE.com. So make sure you get your nominations in for next week's Main Street Athletes of the Week, brought to you by Emporia Main Street. We'll go ahead and take our time out here, Dylan, and we'll bring in Jamie Dawson. She's the head swimming and diving coach at Emporia High School. That's coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongBineAuto.com on KVOE.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. Minnesota State University basketball had a 24-hour run that most schools can only dream of. Both the men's and women's teams won their respective D2 championships last weekend. Last Friday night, the women from Mankato won their second title in program history. They defeated Texas Woman's University by a final score of 89-73. The very next day, the Minnesota State men's team took center stage. They were tied in their championship game battle with Nova Southeastern, and the final moments became a family affair for the Mavericks from Minnesota.
Malik Willingham floats into the corner of his brother, Kyrie, to win the championship. He got it! 6/10 of a second to go! 6/10 of a second to go! Kyrie Willingham drills a three! 88-85!
Cooper Boardman with the call right here on Westwood One as Kyrese Willingham hit the game-winning three-pointer in Minnesota State's victory. The men's title is their first in team history. All set to skate next on This Week in the NCAA.
It's a mystery where Old Spice finds its amazing scents like Himalayan sea salt, but I'm thrilled they have because no other body wash exfoliates and moisturizes 24/7 like Old Spice Gentleman's Himalayan Sea Salt Body Wash. Now, if only there was a mountain range separating the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau where I could hide my Old Spice and keep my family from stealing it, my impossibly smooth skin will finally be safe.
The men's D1 hockey championship on Westwood One next week, starting with the semifinals coming up on Thursday. This year's Frozen Four pits top-seeded Boston College against the Michigan Wolverines. Then number 3 Denver squares off with second-seeded Boston University. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. Our Emporia High School athletic guest today is Jamie Dawson. She is the swimming and diving coach for Emporia High. And of course, they're right in the middle of the girls season here. And as we were talking with coach, it goes pretty fast here in the spring. It's hard to believe April 6th. And you're saying we're like a month away from the end of the school year now.
Yeah, it's the spring season compared to the winter season. It's just a completely different beast. In a lot of different elements and ways, but we were just I was telling Dylan on the way up to the studio that we get 10 meets before state, and we swam our fifth one on Thursday. Divers are at 4 right now, so they've got one extra they'll add in later on, but it goes fast.
Does that change how you have to coach the girls? Just because maybe with the guys, there's a sense of, okay, you can get settled into the season a little bit more. We've got more time to work on things. But with the girls, you kind of have to hit the water ready to go.
Yeah, it's a whole different beast, especially with our athletes. You know, we had a fantastic girls basketball season, and that's awesome. But we really need those athletes in the water as well. So it's kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, you're there cheering them on and you're like, let's go. I can't wait till Monday after state because I need you in the pool. So, you know, it's right. One of those things where when you share those athletes, and we have those athletes that do so many different sports, you love to see their successes in everything. But it does make for a whole different beast that you have to deal with. You know, when we went into our first meet that we had, Taylor and Ryan Peake, Taylor Cunningham, Ryan Peake, they had 3 days of practice. And it was one of those, you know, you adjust what they're in and things like that. But they know coming in, it's not going to be their best swims. And the other girls know that. And, you know, they kind of pick up here and there. But it does take a lot longer for us to get into the groove. And we don't have a lot longer.
So have you already had to change workout regimes since you're already midway essentially through your season? And I guess how does that then also then work for the girls who were late getting into the pool?
Yeah, so we, you know, luckily when they're doing multiple sports, they do come in with some endurance and, I mean, it's different types of conditioning, but they're at least in an athletic state where they're not as far behind as someone who hasn't done anything. You know, we have a lot of girls that just swim. So a lot of the first couple of weeks, we just work on getting those girls that haven't been in another sport or are coming in fresh and brand new to the sport to begin with, kind of the basics down and get some of that built up. And then when they come in, we start working on, you know, a lot of the fine-tuning. We have so many girls right now this year that are brand new that we're really working on the little things. And that's, you know, that's something that will make or break you in a meet. You know, when you're talking hundreds of seconds to get in or out of state or, you know, even to place, it's the little things that right now is what we're working on, because those are the things that are kind of eating us up in our races.
Jamie, can you talk a little bit about Cameron Spafford? You know, she came in last year and she's had a solid junior campaign so far.
Oh, yeah. You know, when Cameron came in last year, move in, you always love when you get someone who has swam club before, because we, you know, we have a club. It's a smaller club, but anyone that comes in and knows swimming and is new to the team, that's always a blessing, because it's one of those that, you know, you see a lot of traveling softball, you see a lot of traveling basketball. You don't see a lot of swimmers that come in, that move in and have those skills. And she's, you know, she's been fantastic. She's really stepped up this year. She's on, you know, our 400 free relay, the distance relay, and consistently, no matter what event she's in before, she is constantly dropping the same times. You know, it doesn't matter if she swims the event before or five events before. She had a great meet on Tuesday. We went to Shawnee Mission. She won the 500, dropped 28 seconds, and I congratulated her that she's now a distance swimmer.
There you go. Yeah. We're here with Jamie Baldwin. She is the head, or beg your pardon, Jamie Dawson. She is the head swimming and diving coach here at Emporia High School. And one thing that really stood out to me about your team was the fact that you've got a diver who said, well, my goal is to win every single event that I enter in for the entire year. And Allison Weiss, so far, I mean, she's given it a heck of a go. What is different about her? Because she's got a standard that is, for a high schooler, extremely high.
She's just built different mentally. You know, she's come from a gymnastics background, and a lot of the gymnasts are very much, you know, they have that mental ability to block the other things out. They're used to competing all alone in front of large crowds. You know, she's been in the circuit. She's been to nationals before. So she comes in with that. She also just wants to be the best. And part of that is, you know, if you've been around the swim and dive community for a while, she had a very successful sister. And, you know, we always joke that, you know, she wants to be on that same level, and she wants to improve and things like that. And so I think just, you know, she has come up in that. She's seen what it takes, and she possesses that, and she wants to experience that same success. She is diving phenomenally right now. She's pulling things out that, you know, in practices that she's cleaned up a lot. You know, her and Barb are trying new dives all the time. And she's, you know, she's having a great season.
And I was gonna ask you, you know, what's Allie's, you know, motivation, knowing Haley has the 6 dive, the 11 dive school records, and plus Haley has 3 banners, state banners, too, being state champion.
Yeah, I think, you know, like that's definitely something that pushes her. The fun part about it is, you know, they're two totally different. I mean, Allie is a completely different. She is, you know, she is a chatty Kathy. She will talk your ear off.
She always says hi to me when I'm
She will talk your ear off about anything. I mean, they're, you know, she's just one of those kids that you would take in any sport. She's a quality, you know, she's a good kid. She's athletically gifted. She's academically gifted. She's always the one you never have to worry about girl drama or things like that. She's just a kind-hearted soul that you love to be around. And I think that really adds to her ability because, you know, sometimes you see athletes who are really good and maybe they're not the nicest and there's kind of a bullseye on them. I mean, she'll talk to anybody at a meet. You go to a dive meet and she's probably friends with everybody behind the board because she's introduced herself and she's chatted it up or she's competed with them before in gymnastics. The divers are just—it's just kind of a different, you know, a different community and things like that. And she's just very driven in her own personal goals on that board.
So, give an assessment of where you think your team's at this point.
So right now we are exhausted. five meets in 2.5 weeks it takes its toll. We are currently joking on the pool deck that we're pretty sure it's the eclipse that's coming that's causing the tiredness.
Sure,
that was our assessment on Friday morning when we practiced. But you know we don't have a meet until Thursday, so we're kind of getting to the point now where we back off a little bit meet wise, so we can hit a few more things in the pool. This Thursday we go to Hayesville campus. They love the pool there. It's a fast pool. You know, we're gonna try to cut some of those times on those relays, try to get some of those times down so we can try to get them into state. But now we're at the point where, you know, we've been hitting on the little things that we need to do. We have 2 freshmen who have come into the mix, Bailey Wiltz and Taryn Wojak, that they haven't swam before. And now all of a sudden they're the 2 freshmen on these, you know, what we would consider state competing relays. And not only is that big shoes to fill when you're swimming with seniors who have been there for a while, but they've also got to learn just what they're even doing. And so right now we're just trying to get everybody on the same page, get us all comfortable, and hopefully, you know, drop some time in the next couple weeks.
Jamie Dawson, our guest, she is the Emporia High Lady Spartan Swimming and Diving Coach. And I was going to ask you about surprising performers this year. You kind of answered that question. But what's allowed those two surprising performers to be able to come in and step in and make an impact in the water this year in their first year?
You know, you see kids and you know that they're swimmers. Like, there is a build, there is a body type that is a swimmer. They both come from swimming families. Bailey's older sister, Brooklyn, swam. She was a huge member of our girls' team a few years back. Taryn's brothers both swim. You know, Caden came in his senior year. Logan is, you know, our top boy swimmer right now. So they've been around the pool. They know what it takes, but they're competitive. That is one thing that has really kind of pushed them ahead, is they want to win. Every time they get on that block, that's their goal.
And, Coach, I know you have one home meet left, but what have you liked about the competition you've seen in these first five meets? Because they've been challenging.
Yeah, the girls asked what I was thinking when I made them. And I just told them, I said, you know, we're just nice. We invite whoever. So our first meet that we had this year at home, it was all 6A's. We had the defending state champions in Lawrence Free State. Yeah, we had, you know, Rural, Lawrence High. So we were the only 5A, and then we go to Shawnee Mission where it's all 6A's again. And so the girls, I mean, we're seeing the best of some of these swimmers, which is awesome when you are wanting them to see what's out there. At times it does wane a little bit on your positivity and your belief in yourself. But, you know, I tell them all the time, if you want to compete with the best, you have to see the best. And we don't want to see them going into state. We want to see them before, so that way they know this is what we're up against.
Well, final question for you, Coach. As you have watched this team perform, what are your goals here as you start the second half of the season? And obviously you want to see a lot of Emporia High swimsuits in the pool at the state meet, and also hopefully a couple divers as well.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, you know, Allie's already going to state for diving. We would love to get some swimmers there with her. You know, Ryan Peake has been to state before. You always want to see a kid who's been there get back their senior year. And that's kind of one of the things I keep hitting on them is, you know, you know, those freshmen that come in is, yeah, you're swimming for the team, but we've also got to, you know, we got to get Ryan back to state. Like, that's the goal. I mean, really, for any senior, you want them to have the best season possible, and trying to get them to that point so that those younger ones can experience it, but that you also you give those seniors a good kind of parting with the sport. You know, that's always the goal there. And even if they, you know, if they don't make it to state, because it's very tough, you know, it's one of those things where you need to be a year-round swimmer, you still want them to have a good showing going into league and things like that. And that's really kind of what we're pushing for, is just to make sure that when someone leaves this sport that they have usually never done before, that they have, that they go out on a good note, that we're going out on a positive, and that they, you know, that they've accomplished what they hoped to accomplish as far as just being successful.
Next time you guys hit the water?
We'll be at Hayesville on Thursday.
And and you guys will start at?
So diving will be at 3, swimming will be at 5:30.
And as Dylan mentioned, one last chance if you want to see the Lady Spartans in the pool here in Emporia this season.
Yeah, April 25th, we'll dive at 1:30-ish, and then we'll swim at 4, and that'll be senior night. So
okay.
We'll have 4 seniors.
Well, so hopefully we'll have a great crowd out there at the pool. Jamie Dawson, Emporia High swimming and diving coach for the boys and the girls. Girls currently in session right now and halfway through a very fast spring season. Coach Dawson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate you being on the show. We'll come back, and we had an interview yesterday. Glenn Kinley, KSNT sports director, on assignment today. So we talked with him yesterday about things that he's covering. A great conversation with him is coming up next here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by longbineauto.com.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street, or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Appearing with us yesterday, we talked to him on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line, the sports director of KSNT, Channel 27, out of Topeka, Glenn Kinley, joined me. He was out and about on Saturday with KU football having media availability and also covering some KU baseball. So we chatted with Glenn yesterday before he got set on another busy weekend. Well, Glenn, thank you so much. Appreciate your time here on this weekend. How are things now that you've kind of transitioned out of the spring season and getting or into the spring season from what I'm sure was a very busy basketball season?
Yeah, I like to always say that we're going to slow down once basketball season ends, Blake, and I'm not sure we ever actually do. So maybe a little bit different of not doing the grind of March, but still, I mean, baseball and softball keeps us pretty busy, and then we do a weekly show in which we have guests on from K-State and KU and all that stuff. And so we end up staying plenty busy even without basketball, but definitely a different type of busy now. I got used to the Tuesday, Saturday, or Monday, Saturday, whatever it was, of the Big 12 basketball, and then also getting over to Washburn and Emporia State and stuff like that, which some of those Saturdays, look at the calendar, and you're like, how on earth are we going to cover all this?
I totally understand. And with the college basketball season the way that it was this year, what was it like for you? Because, you know, KU probably didn't have the type of season they were hoping. Kansas State didn't either. But you had two women's programs there in KU that had a big comeback making the NCAA tournament. And obviously Kansas State was ranked as high as second in the country. So there was definitely extra stories to cover there with those two programs.
Yeah, I'll start with that. The excitement around the women's programs really grew a ton, I think even in the last 6 months, maybe less than that. And it was really, really fun to see because we actually have been covering them, you know, even when they weren't number two in the country.
Sure.
And so to see those players and get to know those coaches, and then for everyone else, not to be the, we were on a report, it was cool, but for everyone else to experience, it's like, yeah, these athletes are awesome. You should support them. These coaches are great. Like, so for everyone else to get to see that, and for us to get to see, I think the fan bases really embraced women's basketball was really cool, and I think it was worth it because they were good. The product was good. I can tell you about myself on my days off when I wasn't working and I didn't have to cover a game. I was tuned in if K-State or KU was playing a women's basketball game because I didn't want to miss it. I mean, because they were good. And so I think it's been cool to see that. On the men's side, I think both fan bases were probably a little bit disappointed this year. I think K-State season kind of, expectations had to be adjusted after they lost two of their best players early in the season in Naquan Tomlin and Quez Glover. We'll see if they get Quez back next year. And if they do, I think people will see maybe that was a bigger loss than they realize when he gets on the court and they're like, oh, this is what we missed out on last year. And so obviously expectations had to be adjusted and you kind of have to make now. That being said, everybody has injuries or other things that go on. And so they weren't the only ones. KU had the same thing with a player that was kicked off the team. And so it's hard to make excuses and say, well, this happened to us and feel bad for yourself because it happens to everybody. For KU, I will just say this. If a four seed and I don't know what they ended up finishing in the Big 12, but you know, I think they had they have 11 losses on the year. If that's a horrible, no good, very bad year, you're doing something right, man.
Yeah, we're very blessed to be KU fans, that's for sure.
Well, Glenn, I have to ask you, you know, when you make decisions of what you want to cover and you got to juggle, right, because there are times where KU and K-State could play on the same night, how do you decide which one you want to be at the most?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, typically we don't ever try to do one more than the other, right? The name of the game is balance, and let me tell you, I love our Jayhawk and Wildcat fans because if it's 51-49 one way or another, they will let us know. And typically, I think actually these fans want it to be 80-20 in favor of their team.
Sure.
And so if it's 50-50, they actually don't like that. But no, we try one thing. I got a great team, Caroline Soro and Landon Reinhardt on my team, and they are very flexible and they're both team players. And so we probably have not had very consistent days off and very consistent schedules. But it's made it work at times. And then you've got to balance. Okay, here's the bottom line. We cannot cover everything. I would love to, and that's probably one of my biggest flaws is accepting that. I talk to my boss. He's like, dude, you got to draw the line somewhere. You're going to drill yourself into the ground. I got to accept we cannot cover everything. So the key there is when we look at our week, I do our weekly planning Sunday night and plan out until the next Sunday. What are our priorities? What do we need to be at? Okay, and then – let's get those things done first, and then what can we miss, you know? KU football, I think, had three availabilities this week. I think we went to two of them, and we got the third one off like an FTP that they have. It wasn't realistic for us to get to all three with other things going on. Now, what we're not going to do is miss all three and then go to K-State, right? And so typically it's a balancing act, and it's hey, you know, let's say that both women's basketball teams play on a Wednesday and we only have one person working that Wednesday for whatever reason. Okay, we're not going to go to one and live anchor the show from KU women's basketball and just ignore the Wildcats. But we're not going to do the opposite either. Or it might be, hey, we're going to miss K-State this week and we'll miss KU next week. So it's a balancing act to make sure that we don't treat one unfairly. But something I actually think we've done a pretty good job of and that I'm very, very intentional about, I probably drive some of my coworkers nuts in that I'm very anal about making sure that we do not have one more than the other, even the slightest bit.
Glenn Kenley is my guest. He is the sports director at KSNT 27 Sports up out of Topeka. And meeting with you guys down there, you guys came down for the Coach Billiter press conference, obviously, and talked with you about coming on, talked with Katie Maher, your cohort there at WIBW. She claimed, because I've had Vince on and, of course, Laney on, that you guys were the better half of those two sports departments. I don't know if you have any comment on that, but obviously, you know, we were big Laney fans here, had her on the show as well, and she moved on. What's that adjustment been like as you've brought new members into your team?
Yeah, a unique adjustment for sure in that I mentioned Caroline Soro, who's now full-time sports with us, was actually already on our team, and she was actually news sports in kind of a hybrid role doing both, and so she now went full-time sports. So we didn't have anybody brand new, and she's a KU grad, and so she's familiar with the area. She's familiar with the athletes and coaches that we work with, and we didn't have anybody that we had to start completely from scratch, which I think was very helpful. Now, I mean, there were some training pieces and some things that she hadn't done, and you know, working with her to get up to speed on those things, but she hit the ground running and has been fantastic. And so we're excited. We're excited to have her on our team and excited to, just about the future. I think we're in a good spot with it right now. And I think the three of us work well together. And so a transition for sure. And we're getting her probably anchoring is the one she thinks she hadn't done a ton is anchoring in studios. So we're getting her ready to roll with that. And,
okay.
The listeners there in Emporia might start seeing her in studio a little bit more often on their TVs.
Well, we're big fans of Jayhawks on the air around here. With your talking to dude, did you go? Yeah, you went to KU, didn't?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, so you're talking to two Jayhawks here. So that's a definite huge positive review there. When you got into this job,
What were your thoughts on the small colleges that you'd be covering in terms of Emporia State? Obviously, you're covering Washburn up there as well. But did you have a good idea of how big Division II sports are in this area? And obviously, Emporia State being such a big part of your coverage, even though you're not necessarily in Emporia State City.
Right. The short answer would probably no, I didn't. But I did by the time I went full-time, and certainly by the time I got promoted to sports director. So my journey was a little bit unique in that I did an internship with KSNT the summer of 2020. All my friends' internships got canceled because of COVID, and then KSNT was like, well, the news still goes on, so if you want to intern here, you can. I was like, sweet. And so did an internship, and then I went part-time that fall for my last year of college and did about a year of part-time before even going full-time. And so throughout that year, I actually started as filming high school football on Friday nights. They said, we need help on Friday nights. You can work 5 hours a week. I probably made a whopping, you know, $40 a week.
That sounds about right.
And so, but that paid for my pizza rolls last year.
Sure,
college,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
And so throughout that year of part-time, I certainly learned the value of those D2 schools. And like I said, I took the job planning to help on Friday nights with high school football. So I don't want anyone to think that I ever had this idea that it was like, oh, there's K-State and KU and the Chiefs, and I guess we'll cover these D2 schools. I was actually probably the opposite. You want me to go to a college basketball game? When and where? I'm there.
Sure.
So, some of my earliest memories of starting to help out is football season ended, and they were like, okay, well, do you want to help us film with high school basketball now on Friday? I said, sure. And they're like, okay, we might send you to some D2 games too. I'm like, sweet. And so I had a whole bunch of times where I would drive over to White Auditorium and film basketball games and send back the highlights. And those were from fond memories. In fact, I look back and I shared this story at an event that I emceed at ESU last year. But at the time, I was itching to get on air. I was like, okay, when are they going to let me turn a package? When are they going to let me anchor? When are they going to let me go live, do a live shot or whatever. And now I look back and I say, that was pretty sweet, man. I just got to go film the game and send back the highlights. I want to do that again.
Sure.
And so it's a good match that the grass ain't always greener. But, no, it's I have enjoyed covering Washburn and Emporia State. And it's one thing that I've always said is I enjoy when it's personal. And what I mean by that is I don't get a ton of joy. How do I word this? I'll give you an example, maybe the Chiefs and Royals. I love covering the Chiefs and Royals. I got to go to the last two Super Bowls. Very, very grateful and have had awesome experiences. But I get more joy out of, like, talking to a coach and sitting down with a player and feeling like I know them and feeling like the coverage that I put on air provides a whole lot of value. Like, the viewers know something, and the viewers are more in touch with this team because of what I provided. I love that. And I don't – When you get to some of these bigger things, everybody's covering and talking about the same things. In that, if I tell, hey, what's the famous Andy Reid every week? We're excited. Andy Reid said he's excited about the challenge of playing the Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
People are like, this is great stuff, Glenn. We would have never known. And so, versus when I go to Emporia State and I talk with Coach Higgins or Coach O or Coach Hill or now Coach Billett or whoever it is, man, I feel like the viewers get some value out of that, and I'm sure you guys can relate to that. So I enjoy that, and that goes for high school. That goes for K-State and KU as we've expanded our coverage there, especially with our new weekly show. So I enjoy – I'm a relationship builder, I think, and I enjoy building relationships and getting to know these coaches and then kind of sharing the things that I have found, the things that I have enjoyed learning about these coaches and players, sharing them and hoping the viewers enjoy it half as much as I do.
And I was about to ask you about high school stuff, a lot of good things, and especially here in Emporia, you know, the Lady Spartans, the basketball team, fourth at state in 5A. Of course, Seaman won it in 5A, and I was hoping for a Seaman-Emporia matchup.
Right.
But there's been a lot of good things here in the area. You know, we have Linden that was second in basketball on the boys' side, state champions in football. Opie's done some good things. But, the area had really good positives, whether if it was south of the capital city, west of the capital city, and even north.
Yes. Yeah, we cover all the way up to probably Marysville and Axtell up there, and Axtell football has won how many games in a row? And so we've had some unbelievably good sports teams to cover, whether that's high school, whether that's football or boys and girls basketball, or even I think about volleyball, and now we're getting into soccer and softball and baseball. You want to talk about looking at the calendar and saying, how on earth are we going to get to those things? That's what you get with high school football. I typically plan out our high school football Fridays, and I just make a Google Doc of all the games, all the teams in our area that are home. And, man, there's some weeks where – and then what I do is I, you know, I kind of separate them, and I have two lists, and I say, here's the ones that I really want to get to, and here's the ones that we're probably not going to go to. And what I mean by that is if we have a pair of teams that are both 0-10 and it's 90 minutes away from the station, we might not make it that week, all right? But there are times where that top list of let's really try to get to these ones is like 14 games, and that's just a testament to how many really good teams we have. So I've gotten a ton of joy out of covering that stuff. I went to high school football and basketball games with my dad every single Friday that I can remember growing up. I loved it. And it wasn't just the high school that I was going to go to, but actually my dad's a junkie on this stuff bigger than I am. So he was looking into it and reading the newspapers or checking, you know, I don't know what he was checking, but he was looking into what the best game was on a Friday night. And whatever would be now our show is called Football Frenzy. Whatever would be our football frenzy game of the week, that's the game that me and my dad were at growing up in Central Illinois. And so I got addicted to it, and I still love it, man. There's nothing better than getting out there on the high school football field, and you get the community behind it, and the fans are yelling, and you get the band going, and you get the pads clashing, man. I mean, like, that stuff fires me up.
We're here with Glenn Kinley. He is the sports director, KSNT. Man, the time has flown by. I feel like we have barely scratched the surface. But before you go, I do want to give you the chance to plug you guys a little bit. You mentioned Football Frenzy. That'll be coming back. You guys do a lot of stuff after the late news for sports during basketball season as well. And you've been talking a lot about your weekly show, K-Nation, that you guys have on, that you guys have a ton of local teams on, Kansas State, KU, area colleges as well. Give us a rundown of K-Nation. It airs on Sunday nights. What can expect out of that show?
Yeah, 10:30 p.m. on Sunday nights on KSNT, which is our NBC station. And it's 30 minutes of all Jayhawk and Wildcat sports. So it's K-State, it's KU. And one thing we take a lot of pride in is covering all sports. And so I was over with K-State soccer yesterday, and we're working on some KU track interviews ahead of Kansas relays for next week. It's not a football basketball show, right? And so we take a lot of pride in that. But we also do it year round. So that doesn't stop when basketball season or baseball season ends. And we do it year round. I will admit that when my boss and his boss told me they wanted to do it year round, I said to him, what are we going to cover in July? but hey, I'll tell you what, we have more going on over the summer, last summer, than I thought we did. And you can always get some really great guests. There's so many special people at those two universities. 10:30 Sunday nights. We had Devin Neal on last week. We have a K-State women's basketball assistant on this weekend. It's a lot of fun. We probably enjoy doing it more than the viewers enjoy watching it. But hey, if they enjoy it even half as much as we enjoy putting it on, then it's a success.
Sports director at KSNT, Glenn Kinley. Once again, you can see him on KSNT 27 out of Topeka. I don't know what channel it is because it depends on what you're...
Yeah, Channel 7. Yeah, Channel 7 here on ValuNet and Emporia. And so they can see...
If you're on YouTube TV like me, the channel numbers have no meaning. Just go to KSNT. Right. There's no channel number.
And you can also see Glenn on KTKA, which is the ABC affiliate that they have on Channel 9 on ValuNet, and then the Fox affiliate, Channel 6 here on ValuNet in Emporia.
Glenn, if people want to follow you on Twitter and the KSNT sports team on Twitter, how could they do that?
Yeah, I'm easy to find. It's just my first name and my last name with an underscore in between. So mine is Glenn with two N's, named after my great-grandpa, G-L-E-N-N underscore Kinley, K-I-N-L-E-Y. And you follow me, it won't be long before you see the rest of our team because I retweet their stuff about 24/7.
Glenn Kinley, sports director, KSNT. Like I said, I think there's a lot more that we could cover, so we'll have you back. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. I would love to. Thank you, guys. I enjoyed it.
Well, always great to have these personalities on that do so much to cover local sports, and he's down. They have a lot of Emporia High coverage on, as Dylan can attest to, on KSNT and also WIBW. They do a great job at covering Emporia High athletics as well.
Yeah, I know Vince has reached out to me a couple times about stories, but I do see Glenn mentioned Caroline Soro. I've seen her at some games in Topeka. So the guys and gals at KSNT and WIBW doing really good things. And
I talked with Katie Maher, and she's going to be coming on here in a couple months, I think. And she said at the Coach Billiter press conference, she said that, well, her and Glenn are the better half of the sports department. Obviously, we talked to Laney and Vince, so I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll have her on here as well. Real quick, you mentioned Bronny James going into the portal from USC. I don't know, did somebody take a flyer on him just to get LeBron James as a fan of your program?
And he's also put his name in for the NBA draft.
Well, let's relax.
Okay. you would think someone would, yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, the first school that came up, now they're not a Power 5, but there's a relationship there with the Duquesne coach.
Oh, sure.
I guess he and LeBron have been childhood friends.
Bryce James, one of the younger brothers, just got offered by Duquesne.
Okay, so Bryce James has been offered by Duquesne. So maybe
a family event.
Sure, maybe that will work out. Well, before we step aside here for the day, let's go ahead and get you up to date on what's coming up here on KVOE for this weekend. And it's pretty much all basketball. We've got the Final Four show coming up at 2 o'clock today right here on KVOE to get you set for the Final Four, and then the NCAA tournament will begin, tip off just after 5 o'clock, but we'll have you covered pretty much 2 o'clock all the way this afternoon until the Final Four begins, with UConn obviously the favorite. Anybody not taking UConn?
I don't know how you can't
at this point. UConn, I would love to see UConn Purdue, but my team was Houston. Star player got hurt. Yeah, that was bad for me. And then tomorrow, national championship for the women, that will begin at 2 o'clock with 1:30 pregame. I've got Iowa. I think Iowa's going to pull it off.
Pull it off, huh?
I got Iowa,
too.
You
got Iowa?
God, that's so
tough. It's hard to pick
against. South Carolina is playing so well.
They are.
I guess it's going to be more of a heart pick than a head pick. I'd love to see Iowa win it and Caitlin Clark go out as a national champion.
Sure, that would be awesome. Yeah.
And Caitlin Clark, a huge Chiefs fan.
That she is, as any right-thinking American would be, obviously. So that's what's coming up. Obviously, we'll have the national championship for you on Monday as well. And then after that, pretty much well Royals baseball for a couple of months. So enjoy the Royals baseball coming up. But national championship with Championship Monday show beginning at 5:30 on Monday on KVOE. And, boy, it's 9:01. We're done. We're getting out of here.
There we go.
Have a great weekend. Any fun plans for this weekend for either of you guys?
I'm just kind of relaxing, actually.
I'm chilling out. Yeah. I'm going to go to Wichita tomorrow to hang out for the day, but I'm just going to be in town and, I don't know, probably vacuum or something.
There you go.
You doing anything today?
I'm going to head up to KC today. Shopping today.
Enjoy the day up in Kansas City. Yeah, I'll go down to Wichita tomorrow, and Tim, you'll enjoy the house,
I'm just
I guess.
Hanging here.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with that.
I do have a question for Tim. How was the Easter dinner?
Oh, was the Easter dinner good?
Oh, the steaks, everything turned out.
Steak for Easter. All right.
Wow.
Kind of changed up. We used to do, typically we would do a ham.
Sure. Yeah, that's very traditional.
We changed it up and we went steak.
Sure. Hey, there's nothing wrong with steak for steak is appropriate for any meal of any day, for sure.
Yep.
Well, guys, have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and we'll see you guys next week.
Yep.
Next week on the show, we'll have another Emporia High guest, and we will also be talking, I believe next week we've got Coach Ibarra on to talk Emporia Black Lions soccer. That's coming up next week.
Yeah, so, and they're going to have a home game coming up here, I believe, in a couple weeks.
Yeah, he said the schedule may be changing, so we'll get up to date on that. So that'll be coming up next week here on KVOE 1400 AM 96.9 FM. This is KVOE Emporia. Thanks for listening to Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbiteAuto.com on KVOE, live and local. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Since 1939, news, weather, and sports. KVOE 1400 AM Emporia, 96.9 FM K245 BQ Emporia.